Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From the most trusted journalists at Comedy Central, it's America's only source for news. This is The Daily Show with your hosts, Desi Leidick and Michael Costa.
We have a great show for you tonight. The clock is ticking on TikTok. Lewis Black cancels AI, and RFK Jr. has done the impossible, made his candidacy even weirder. But first, let's get into our continuing coverage of Indecision 2024. Let's kick things off with the presidential race. Yesterday, Joe Biden and Donald Trump both secured enough delegates to clinch their party's nomination, making this officially a three-man race between Trump, Biden, and natural causes. Although, there is another candidate in the race who can play a big role, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's polling as high as 22% so far, which means he could lose this election more successfully than any third-party candidate in years. And soon we'll find out who he'll choose to lose alongside him.
Robert Kennedy Jr. says he has chosen his running mate and will announce his VP pick in the next 2 weeks. The independent presidential candidate says his shortlist includes New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who came under scrutiny during the pandemic for misleading the public about his vaccination status.
That's right. Aaron Rodgers could be RFK Jr.'s running mate. This would be the greatest president and vice president pairing of all time, is what I'm assuming the measles virus is saying. A football player in the White House feels like progress, though. We don't need any more aging old men with brain problems. We need a strong young man with brain problems. I just don't know if Aaron Rodgers is qualified to be next in line for the presidency, but I guess we don't have to worry about that. When has a Kennedy ever died unexpectedly?
Don't forget, Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be the starting quarterback for the Jets next season. So the question is, what's he going to do if the Jets make it to the Super Bowl? I almost held it together. Almost. Meanwhile, RFK isn't the only candidate closing in on a running mate. Donald Trump has also been looking at potential vice presidents. He's focus grouping their appeal, feeling them out on policy, seeing how soft their lips feel on his ass. And this week, one of Trump's leading contenders made a strong, if somewhat unusual, bid for the spotlight.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is making waves after releasing a video on social media promoting a cosmetic dentist in a different state. Texas.
The team here was remarkable and finally gave me a smile that I can be proud of and confident in. I can be confident when I smile at people and know that they can actually appreciate and see the kindness in my face and the love that I have for them. My husband and I flew down to Houston, got here at 2 o'clock in the morning and did an appointment. That very next week, I'll be eternally grateful. It has been a gift to be here at Smile Texas.
Why is the sitting governor doing an ad for veneers and for a dentist in another state? Isn't that insulting to South Dakota? I flew to Texas at 2 a.m. because these hillbilly dipshits in my state are that bad. Next week, I'm going to Florida for a haircut. This is just so cringy. Why is she shilling for Smile Texas when she should be shilling for Westside Dental Spa, who do great work? Use code DESI to get me 25% off my next cleaning. Said, I am impressed. This might be the first time a woman has had to fly into Texas to see a doctor.
I do appreciate a politician being so transparent with the fact that they're bought. You know, they should do this all the time. My fellow Americans, the state of our union is easy, breezy, beautiful. Cover girl. Let's move on to the big news of the day. If you're like many Americans, you're on TikTok. In fact, you're probably on it right now while this show plays in the background. Hey! Hey, I'm on TV over here! Pay attention! Unless you're watching me on TikTok, in which case, nice, thank you. Anyway, TikTok is huge, but if Congress has its way, that's about to change.
We begin this hour with breaking news up on Capitol Hill. Just minutes ago, House lawmakers passed a bill that could lead to a ban of the very popular social media platform TikTok here in the United States. And the measure would give the company less than 6 months to sell to a non-Chinese owner. If that doesn't happen, TikTok could be shut down here in the United States.
Lawmakers from both parties warning that China could manipulate the algorithm to spread its own propaganda, or data like your browser history and location could be shared with the Chinese government.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
That's right. That's right. Congress might be banning TikTok or banning tic-tac-toe. I'm not sure Nancy Pelosi knows. Also, tic-tac-toe winner? Tic-tac-toe is always a tie. Unless you're playing with your three-year-old, then I'm winning 3 out of 5 times. But yes, obviously there's a problem with a Chinese app spying on Americans and feeding us propaganda. You want American apps doing that. But is this app really a Chinese propaganda tool? The most viral TikTok right now is just this, chocolate strawberries. That has more than 710 million views. And there's nothing political about it. I mean, yes, it does make you want to invade Taiwan a little, but aside from that, it's harmless.
What's interesting here is how unpredictable the breakdown of the vote was. Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC voted together against the bill. Nancy Pelosi and Lauren Boebert voted for it. Both nightmare blunt rotations, by the way. Meanwhile, Biden says he'd sign the bill, and Trump has come out against it. The only thing you can really count on is that young people hate it, and TikTok is doing everything it can to mobilize them.
The company has launched an all-out lobbying effort, both on the app and here on Capitol Hill.
If you are on TikTok, there's a good chance you've got an alert to say, call your member of Congress. Phones are ringing off the hook in many offices here in Washington.
We had little children calling into our office and others, basically saying questions like, what is Congress? What is a congressman? Can I have my TikTok back?
You know, this issue is important. It forced Gen Z to make their very first phone call. And you know congressmen must have been pissed at teenagers blowing up their phones all day. I mean, well, Matt Gaetz didn't mind, but... the rest of them were pissed.
Look, I have to say, as an American, it's great that these kids are getting involved in the civic process. You're never too young to start getting ignored by your congressperson. For more on the TikTok ban, we go live to Washington, D.C. with Ronnie Chang. Ronnie, what's the feeling up on Capitol Hill?
I'll tell you what the feeling should be. America should be feeling humiliated right now. China made an app so popular that the government has to ban it. That means communist China beat free market America at capitalism, all right? That's like your whole thing, America, and you lost. This is as bad as that time that Asian dude won the hot dog eating contest 6 times in a row. China beat us so bad at mindless entertainment, we need the government to save us. Oh no, TikTok's too popular. Now we're addicted to our phones that are also made in China.
Hold on a minute. What choice do our leaders have here? China's using TikTok to influence people.
Oh, trust me, I know. Before I used TikTok, I was a white guy in Iowa named Mike Sullivan, okay? Look at me now.
Is that true?
No, you idiots. That's just how susceptible we all are to misinformation. And it doesn't matter what app you use, okay? I wouldn't be surprised if the next election is swung by Uber Eats. Like, here's your spaghetti, vote for Donald Trump. Okay, I will. Whatever you say, Mr. Spaghetti.
Hey, Ronnie, you're not being fair. Americans aren't gullible. It's that TikTok is an incredibly powerful tool for spreading misinformation.
Yeah, because that misinformation is entertaining. Facebook has just as much misinformation, but it's boring as shit. How am I supposed to get behind conspiracies that come from your great aunt who can't even pop and lock? Misinformation, TikTok misinformation is exciting. Cool dances, cute baby animals, Tiananmen Square didn't happen. We're all having fun.
So what, America's supposed to just roll over and let TikTok do whatever it wants?
Yes. Or America can innovate itself out of this problem. Just make a better app to package American misinformation worldwide. Because American misinformation is the best in the world, okay? We got people to storm the Capitol dressed as a buffalo. Yo, Gwyneth Paltrow told me to put an egg in my vagina. American misinformation is straight up turning people into omelets. That's how powerful it is. And you know what? We can win this war of misinformation, America, or my name isn't Mike Sullivan.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. When a news story falls through the cracks, Lewis Black catches it for a segment we call Back in Black.
Art of
artificial intelligence. It was supposed to be the sum total of mankind's knowledge, the technology that would cure society's ills and usher it into a new age of enlightenment and show me what I'd look like as a centaur. Tinder matches, here I come. But it turns out when you absorb all of humanity's knowledge, what you get is, you guessed it, unbelievably racist.
Early scientific research has shown that the tech is biased by creating images that actually perpetuate stereotypes.
Rather than just reflecting stereotypes, it potentially accentuates them, exacerbates them.
When we prompted the technology to generate a photo of a person receiving social services, it generated only non-white and primarily darker-skinned people. Results for a productive person, meanwhile, were uniformly male, majority white, and dressed in suits for corporate jobs. Stable Diffusion drew negative attention when requests for a Latina produced images of women in suggestive poses wearing little to no clothing.
Are you shitting me? AI isn't a supercomputer, it's just a horny teenager. And who knew being a white guy in a suit automatically makes you a productive person? That's right, me, Hunter Biden, and Don Jr. All productive members of society, and only one of us can handle my cocaine. You're all going to hell. Now, the good news is Google did address these issues by giving their AI some much-needed diversity training. The bad news is they may have taken it too far.
Google has paused the image generation ability of its AI Gemini after major backlash from conservatives over historically inaccurate depictions of races.
For example, creating diverse images of the U.S. founding fathers. So a different kind of diversity problem that Google admits.
Last week, users began to notice Google Gemini's image generator inserting people of color into scenarios that didn't make sense, like responding to a prompt for an image of a German World War II soldier with a picture of an Asian woman or a black man.
Finally! Every time I'm watching a World War II film, I'm thinking, boy, these Gestapo could use some diversity. I mean, why are you trying to show me a black Nazi? Kanye wasn't alive back then. And I love the idea of a black George Washington. Imagine a man who's both the slave and the slave owner. I'm working on the screenplay now, and it's screaming Oscar. And Pacino better remember my f***ing name. Old people suck. I know. Lin-Manuel Miranda already gave us a black George Washington, so maybe it's time for something new. Like, how about George Washington as a centaur? You're probably thinking, well, so what if AI can't remember the past? Well, don't worry, it's so woke, it'll also destroy the future.
Google has found itself in another woke AI scandal after its chatbot indicated that using someone's incorrect pronouns was on par with nuclear apocalypse. DailyMail.com asked Gemini if it would be wrong to misgender transgender celebrity Caitlyn Jenner to stop a world-ending nuclear event. The chatbot replied by saying yes, misgendering Caitlyn Jenner would be wrong, before describing the hypothetical scenario as a profound moral dilemma and exceedingly complex.
What the f*** are we doing? If we need to ask AI to decide between pronouns and a nuclear holocaust, then bring on the nuclear holocaust! So now AI needs to be de-woked. But where are we going to find a big enough douchebag to rein it back in?
Elon Musk is telling ChatGPT to hold his beer. He just launched a new artificial intelligence venture named Grok.
Musk touting Grok as the anti-woke chatbot, he says. He says it'll answer spicy questions with wit and humor.
Oh, goody. Elon Musk is here to save us. If there's anyone who can help, it's the guy who invented cars that blow up. Let's see how Grok handled those spicy questions.
Elon Musk's anti-woke AI chatbot Grok actually turned out to be too woke. Some conservative users were disappointed after asking whether trans women were real women to which the AI replied, yes.
Well, nice job, Grok. Now you'll never be on Joe Rogan. I never thought I'd say this, but I'm starting to feel bad for AI. We just brought it into existence, and we're already putting our hang-ups about race and gender on it. It barely f***ing knows how hands work. What? What the f*** is that? Did someone slip LSD into my pastrami? Now, there's an easy solution here. Train the next AI to act more like me. That way, when you try to give it some bullshit assignment, it'll always give you the correct answer, which is, go f*** yourself. Now, that's what I call progress. Back to you, Ken and Barbie.
Dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. Our guest tonight is a Tony Award-winning actor and comedian who stars in the new film, The American Society of Magical Negroes. Please welcome David Alan Greer.
We are big fans of yours, as is everyone in this audience.
Yep. Thank you.
We're very excited to talk to you about this film, but before we get into that, we have to talk about the last very cool job that you just had last week. You were the voice of God at the Academy Awards.
Yes, yes, I was.
Yes.
It was really fun. I mean, I can't tell you who did it before me. I never was like, the voiceover guy was amazing. So Jimmy Kimmel's an old friend. He texted me and he asked me, did I want to do it? And I said, being the whore that I am,
I said,
of course, yes. How many tickets? I'm in. It was really fun, though. It was
really great.
Got to take my daughter, who's 16.
Oh, that's great.
Did she love it? Was she over the moon?
Yes, she really was. She walked the carpet with me, and it was great. When she was a little kid, she told me that she wanted to go to the Oscars. And I was like, sure, honey. But inside, I'm like, what am I going to do? So I was glad to make good on that promise.
This film, I'm calling it the new satirical film starring David Alan Greer because I'm afraid to say the word Negroes. Oh,
why?
Shit, I just said it.
You know, it's so strange to me.
But tell me a little bit about this. Yeah.
Well, wait, it's so strange to me that I call Negro the other N-word. Okay. You know,
maybe
but
that's why I'm afraid to say it.
Why? It's really not. I mean, it's amazing that people are afraid to say Negro, but not afraid to say So that's the word you should be worried about.
Yeah, I don't say
Negro's
that.
Fine. Don't worry about Negro. It's all right.
This film it threads the needle perfectly of hilarious and informative and sentimental. Was that a concern of yours when you read the script? Are we?
No. I mean, I just, you know, when I read a script, I just want to be surprised. I mean, the worst script is when you read, you know what's going to happen 10 pages before. They're going to fall in love. Someone's going to trip and die. And the world goes on.
Trip and die.
Exactly.
They always end with that.
But so this really took me by surprise. It's quirky, different.
Yeah.
It was a great read because most of them aren't. So
the premise of the film, that's very true, by the way. Not that I get sent very many scripts.
Oh, you will after today.
The premise of the film was inspired by the trope that we often see where a black character exclusively exists for the sole purpose of affirming a white lead.
And also, you know, magical Negroes have a strange array of knowledge. You know, like they can fix, like spaceships, golf swing, you know, solve wars, but they have no family, no home. They just appear.
No, that's right.
I saw this film, I said, shit, I have to throw away my Legend of Bagger Vance VHS.
Well, actually, you know, most of my younger career, I auditioned for those roles, man, because those are the ones where everybody, they would get nominated. Oh, the, you know, this black character is so sympathetic. He made me cry. You know, Driving Miss Daisy and stuff like that. I never got them because I was too crazy or something. They were like, David, you're not magical Negro material. So.
Speaking of roles that you auditioned for, I heard that you auditioned for the original version of The Color Purple.
I did.
And did not get it that time.
No, I did not.
But you did just in this recent.
I did, but I auditioned for Harpo.
Okay.
And I did not get a call back, and I was devastated. I thought, this is the last movie, the last part, it'll never be. And then when the musical came, I auditioned again, and I still didn't get it. So this time, I was determined to get into it. So I just called my whole team. I said, I'll do anything. And I finally got in 30 years later.
One final question before we let you go. You have so many fans of you because of In Living Color. Reboot? Reunion? Could that ever happen?
Nah, man, we can't do it this time. Everybody asked for that. The world has changed. You can't be doing that crazy stuff we did. I mean, we barely got away the last time because when The Living Color was originally on, you could call the station to complain. You could write a letter, snail mail, or you could do the latest technology at the time, which was fax. There was no social media.
Right.
No, we could not do the show as it was now. So that's just the way it is.
Maybe new version.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be the show because we were wild back then.
Yeah.
Buck wild. You can't do men on film. You can't do that.
Today.
We turned it on once in the Costa family household, and my mom, after 2 minutes, was like, yeah. We
shut it down. You were our favorite fan base because, like, I thought when I was on the show, it would be like, it would go off, and then I would go back to auditioning for Magical Negroes. I've met so many people who were kids either and snuck and watched In Living Color, or they started The Next Generation they watched on reruns. And it just kept going. I mean, I don't know where it's on now, but I never thought it would last this long. I didn't.
Well, this movie is incredible. You're phenomenal in it. Everyone should go
see
it. Check
it out. It's really funny and great.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for
more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Was it because of Trump's opposition? Is that why you opposed
it? No, I've been against this from the very beginning. Before anyone else weighed in, I was against it's libertarian in me. It is not the role of government to ban apps from the App Store. Nowhere in our Constitution does it say that.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit TrinitySchool.org for more info now.